We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, we welcome you, trusting the Lord will use our broadcast to be a blessing to you today. Brother Ralph Craig opens the musical part of our service today, singing for us, "The Old Rugged Cross Makes the Difference."
'Twas a life filled with aimless desperation. Without hope walked the shell of a man. Then a hand with a nail stretched downward, just one touch, then a new life began, and the old rugged cross made the difference in a life bound for heartache and defeat. I will praise Him forever and ever, for the cross made the difference for me. There's a room filled with sad, ashen faces. Without hope, death was wrapped them in. But at the side of a saint there's rejoicing, for life can't be sealed in a tomb, and the old rugged cross made the difference in a life bound for heartache and defeat. I will praise Him forever and ever, for the cross made the difference for me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank You for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with this precious people today. We're thankful for each one who is in our congregation. We know that You love each one. We know that You're interested in each one. You care for each one. So we pray that You'll take us, take our broadcast, and use it to be a blessing to precious eternity-bound souls. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Without spot or blameless, my brother, she lived.
subject for today's broadcast, purity. And our text of Scripture is found in Titus chapter 2 and verse 14. Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar or a separate people, zealous of good works. There are many things in this world that are not pure, literally and spiritually. I want to deal today with some of those things that are pure. And you notice our text says that Jesus Christ gave himself to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto himself a separate people zealous of good works. So Christ has built a church, or is building a church, that is indeed pure because he washed it and saved them through his shed blood. Now, the purity of God's Word. There's a lot of people in the world that want you to believe that the Bible is just a bunch of fiction or contradictions and so forth. But the facts of the matter is that the Word of the Lord are pure words as silver tried in a furnace of fire or earth, purified seven times. So we read in Psalm chapter 12 and verse 6. Anytime you're willing to try the Word of God, really try it, believe it, and obey it, you'll find that it is true. Thy Word is very pure, therefore thy servant loves it. Psalm 119, 140. We read in the Bible of some who were turned over to a deceptive spirit because they received not a love for the truth. I've said many times, the only ones that are serving God are those who love him. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So the psalmist said, thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. And we read also, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Psalm 19 and verse 8. Every word of God is pure. So we read in Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 5. And you know, to those who want to contradict the Word of God or say that it's false, the Bible says, let God be true, but every man a liar. Romans chapter 3 and verse 4. So everyone who disagrees with God is to be regarded as a liar and not one of truth. For God is truth, and in him we are told there is light and no darkness at all. And Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. So let God be true, but every man a liar. Now, the purity of God's salvation. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife, that is the church, hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Revelation 19, 7 and 8. You know, it used to be that whenever a young lady got married and was dressed in white, that meant that she was a virgin. It may not mean that today, but it did at one time. So we see here that the bride of Christ was dressed in a linen, clean and white. So she is a pure woman, as our text says. Jesus Christ gave himself to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto himself a separate people zealous of good works. Now, the purity of Bible religion. I've said many times I really don't care all that much for the word religion because it covers so much. But there is one that is indeed pure. We read in James chapter 1, verse 27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows and in their afflictions, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So whenever you have pure religion, you are not spotted up by the sinful things of the world, but you are clean through the blood of the Lamb. So there is a pure religion, and that is the Bible religion. The purity of the redeemed on earth. Their soul is pure. Isn't it wonderful that God made it possible for us to have a pure soul? Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned, or in other words, genuine love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently or earnestly. That's 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22. Seeing you have purified your souls by obeying the truth. And that's the way to be made clean and holy in God's sight. Obey the word of God. Now, their heart was pure. Yes, the pure in heart shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So Jesus said in his Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8, God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. That's talking about Cornelius there at Caesarea, where Peter was sent to tell him more about the things of God, and how that when Peter was instructing them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. Peter went back up to Jerusalem, and he was called in question because he had gone into a Gentile's house, an uncircumcised man's house, and Peter is relating to them his experience, and he's telling them there at Jerusalem that God gave the Gentiles the Holy Spirit just like he gave him to us on the day of Pentecost. So who was I that I could withstand God? Thank God the middle wall was broken down, and there is neither Jew nor Gentile. There is neither bond nor free, but we are all one in Christ Jesus. Now, the end of the commandment is love. Out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned, or in other words, genuine. So we read in 1 Timothy 1 and 5, a pure heart. Yes, the gospel of Christ will give you a pure heart. And their minds are pure. A lot of people's mind is filled with filth. You hear them talking, cursing, swearing, taking God's name in vain, telling filthy stories. But the mind of the Christian is pure. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Second Peter chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, and he that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. Anyone who has the mind of Christ has a pure mind. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Their conscience is pure. Yes, it is possible to have a pure conscience, void of offense toward God and toward man. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of you in my prayers night and day. So Paul wrote to his co-worker Timothy, as recorded in 2 Timothy 1 and 3. Now, the saints of God have a pure language. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. So we read in Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 9. One of the things that is very grievous to a child of God is to hear people cursing and swearing and taking that beautiful name Jesus in a cursing or swearing way. The most honored name, even God honors the name Jesus Christ above all other names. How could it be that people could be so impure in mind that they would use the Lord's name in vain? God said He would not let us be guiltless. He would hold us guilty. He would hold us responsible if we use the Lord's name in vain. So God gives His people a pure language, and you hear them speaking pure words. Now, the standard of man's moral purity. Today, we find the morals of our nation is about as low or lower than it's ever been. It seems like that our nation is getting more immoral every day. But, beloved, God's standard for man is a pure moral life. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. That's 1 John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Beloved, John is talking about Jesus Christ. And he said, we don't know what Christ shall be when he comes, but this we do know, we shall be like him. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself even as Christ is pure. Don't say it is impossible. God doesn't require anything of mankind that is impossible. And he told Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. And it's sufficient even in this sinful, wicked generation in which we live. God's grace is sufficient so that we are able to walk the highway of holiness and not that broad road that leads to destruction. Yes, Jesus told us of a narrow way. He said only a few find it, but it leads to life eternal. And he said there's a broad road traveled by many, and that broad road leads to destruction. But through the saving, keeping grace of God, we can walk that straight and narrow way, which is indeed the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, Isaiah said. It is for the redeemed. Now, the Lord is with the pure in heart, with merciful thou art. With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. And with the upright man, you will show yourself upright. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. So we read in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 26 and 27. So the Lord is pure, and we are to be pure as well. And the Lord made it possible through his death on the cross and his resurrection the third day. Now, we read in James chapter 3 and verse 15 about the devilish wisdom, the wisdom that is of this world, that is sinful and evil. It's devilish wisdom. But we read on down into the 17th verse of James, and this is what we read. But the wisdom that is from above is free, is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. That's the wisdom that is from above, and that's the wisdom that every one of us need, and we need to live that kind of a life. Let me repeat that again. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. James 3 and 17. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their minds and conscience is defiled. So we read in Titus chapter 1 and verse 15. Now remember, beloved, if you want to have eternal life, it is the pure in heart that shall see God. And Jesus Christ, again I say, through his death and resurrection, made it possible for every one of us to have a pure heart. If we will come to the Lord with a broken and a contrite heart and repent of and forsake our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we read in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with our precious congregation today. We trust that the Holy Spirit will be able to use them to be a blessing to our congregation, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We do thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week, and if it is a blessing, it would be an encouragement to us to know. Our postal address is the Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net, our email. Now, our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage, and you can also listen to a previous broadcast if you would like to hear one over again or have missed one. And we invite you to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the internet. www.wayoftruth.org. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And our Wednesday evening service begins at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin Craig. We thank you for being with you today on the Way of Truth broadcast. Thank you for being with us. Trust that you'll tune in next week when again, the Lord willing, will come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.